Businesses are not flocking to put their data in the cloud. Just a few years ago, a McKinsey study found that the majority of workloads remain on-premises. And last year, IDC reported that 80% of the businesses they surveyed said they would be moving half of their public cloud workloads to private clouds or back on-premises. The main reason? Security.
Without that, you have nothing.
Ben Ravani is the Senior Vice President for Xi Reliability and Engineering at Nutanix.
You have to have security and privacy for customers' data and their data.
Ravani has spent more than 20 years working with cloud technologies at Microsoft and Salesforce.com and now at Nutanix. He points out that although the cloud has given businesses a way to significantly reduce IT expenditures and increase agility, it's often not enough to entice businesses to trust their data in someone else's hands.
Their crown jewel, where do I keep that? When you look at it, then the hybrid cloud has become very attractive and a great value proposition that what pieces can I keep on-premise and what pieces do I put in a public cloud? So I believe in a very simple value proposition that you have to build and you have to gain trust. And trust starts with how do you protect your customers' data and how do you protect your customers' customers' data.
You might think that Ravani believes your data is inherently safer in your own data center.
Well, I'm not sure that's a good assumption. Same issues apply no matter what data center and where you're hosting your information. At least when you think about moving it to the cloud, there are more governance around it, more regulation around it, and more expectations and compliances lawmakers have put in place that become certification that you comply to a number of security and privacy standards. But I think that we need to think even further than that.
Ravani has been thinking a lot about cloud technologies for a good part of his career, well before the term cloud computing became a household word.
I've been in this space about 20 years. So there are not that many people that can say they've been in this space for 20 years. But back then, we didn't call it cloud. We were calling it internet services.
In the 90s, Microsoft decentralized the data center with client-server computing. It was at Microsoft where Ravani led the engineering services efforts behind Windows Live. And previous to that, he was on the team which built Site Server, leading to Messenger and Hotmail, at one point growing at more than 2 petabytes of storage per month, handling 3 billion daily emails of 700 million customers. The scale of the challenge had essentially never been seen before.
We didn't know what we didn't know, right? Lots of it was learning on the fly. You know, we didn't know how fast we're going to grow. And the challenge was, how do we scale? We haven't thought about some of those problems. We didn't even think about that other people are going to attack you. And you're going to be under denial of service attack on some services from day one that we went live with. How do you deal with those challenges? People are abusing your infrastructure for other activities that are not lawful. Well, how do you create protection and protecting your customers and protecting your corporate assets? So there were lots of learning that we did not go to school to learn about these things, right? We were all engineers, and now we are facing these challenges.
As the cloud has grown, many technologists have predicted a significant migration of business workloads to the cloud. As Ravani notes, even though this prediction has not quite come to pass, he's a believer in what the value proposition of the public cloud is about.
I think it's about simplicity and agility and, you know, reducing the IT expenditure. That if I want a service, if I want my applications, and I can go get that versus going to my IT organization, going through the CapEx process, have them buy the servers, deploy them, 6 months later is ready for you. Now I need it, I have the budget, I can go spend it and get it immediately and start using it.
Whether your data is in a public or hybrid cloud or on-premises, the number one priority that data service providers have to put in place is still security.
When you have that, then it's reliability. That would be number two priority. We store your data. We might be down, but your data is safe. It's not going to be compromised. Not only your data is secure with us, we're available for you to use it. So reliability becomes the second priority. And then the third one is performance. Your data is secure with us. You can trust us. We have it available and is performing at a great performance in the market that you do your business in. So bringing some of these principles and thinking, you know, I think is critical in terms of governing set of principles that help us prioritize what do we need to do, in what order do we need to think and solve problems, and bring simplicity to our customers. This is a lifetime opportunity to bring the learning from the years of, you know, building B2C and B2B services on trying to build the best trusted cloud.
Ben Ravani is the Senior VP for Xi Reliability and Engineering at Nutanix.